Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. How are you? If you are new here, welcome. Please grab my free travel points beginner's guide in the show notes so that you can start earning points today. And if you are not earning points yet, I don't know what the heck you're doing, but make sure you stop using your debit card and get a good travel points credit card, okay? All right, so one of my clients actually reached out to me, and she was saying that she had listened to the destination episode on Phoenix, Arizona, and she goes, it was about something totally different. She goes, I don't know if it's me, but you might want to check. So I checked, and sure enough, I had accidentally duplicated a episode, and so there was no episode on Phoenix, Arizona. So I decided to re-record it because we've actually stayed at 2 other resorts since that podcast episode had come out. So this is going to be the new destination day for Phoenix with 4 resort reviews for you. So if you are thinking about going to Phoenix, Arizona, which I really recommend everybody does because it's a great location, then this is a great episode for you. I will say we go at least one time a year. Last year we went twice a year. I'm actually going again in 2 weeks. We live very close. It's a 6-hour drive, so we can drive over there and be there by noon, which is great. But we love Phoenix, Arizona. That's actually where I was born and raised, if you didn't know. I'm originally from Phoenix. I left when I was 18 to go to college and never returned. But I really love that area so very much. I love the saguaro cactuses and the landscape. We specifically, every time we stay there, we stay in Scottsdale, Arizona. So 3 of the resorts I'm going to talk about are from Scottsdale. It's more of the upscale area in Phoenix. Lots of luxury hotels, really great food options, a really safe area, very well landscaped, all of that kind of stuff. So we really like staying there. There's so many different things to do. So if you're thinking about Phoenix, the weather is great almost all year long. I will say like June, July, and August get very, very hot. So if you don't like 100 plus degree weather, that might not be the great time for you. But all these resorts have heated pools so you can swim all year long. Usually it's still in like the 70s in December and January. So it's just really nice weather. There are tons of hiking options. It's a very mountainous area. So lots of hikes up to the tops of mountains. You can go watch the sunrise. We took our daughter to the Phoenix Zoo last time we went. She absolutely loved it. There's a butterfly atrium. There's an aquarium. We took her to an indoor trampoline park. There's water parks. There's just so many different things to do there. There's tons of different like playgrounds and parks that you can take your kids to. Lots of different like farmers markets. There's just so much stuff for everyone. If you are like a nightlife person, there's lots of that as well. Really something for everyone. So whether you're looking for a family-friendly vacation or you're looking to get away with your spouse because of the combination of family-friendly and luxury, which is my sweet spot, this is really a place for everyone to go. So we are going to talk about 3 different hotel chains today, Hyatt, Marriott, and Hilton, which is really fun, and talk about where I would stay. Like I said, there are so many options. Every time we go, we try to stay somewhere different just to try it out, but there is one resort that I'm going to talk about today that is our favorite that we end up staying at anyway because we love it so much. So this is the one I recommend everyone stays at. But like I said, I'll share all of them. There's lots of options for you and lots of different price points with points, which I love. You can spend as little as $25,000, or even if you wanted to just stay at like a Hyatt place, you could spend probably like $9,000 or $12,000, all the way up to 100,000 points. So there's lots of variation on where you could stay to make that great. If you're not driving into Phoenix, there is the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, which is very centrally located. You can fly right into Phoenix and then get a Uber or rental car to all of these places as well. Okay, we're going to start with Hyatt. So when we stayed at this Hyatt, this was last summer, I believe it was a Hyatt Regency. They have since renovated it. It is now a Grand Hyatt. So it's Grand Hyatt Scottsdale. We stayed during the renovations. So I will say my review is slightly skewed. So take this with a grain of salt. I'm sure it's amazing now. But we stayed during renovations, which I knew that was going to be something. But I didn't think it was going to be as bad. There was several areas of the hotel that were closed off. It was very confusing navigating the hotel. It was really loud. Our room was fairly spacious. I think it had been renovated. I will say if it had been, I was a little underwhelmed with the renovation. But a great standard hotel room. The pool area is the best part of this hotel. So the hotel's well landscaped, really pretty, nice layout if it's not being renovated. But the pool area is great. There are several pools. There's the best part is they have a beach on one of the pools. So it's a sandy beach and then it gradually gets deeper into the pool, basically just like an ocean. And so my daughter absolutely loved it. There's sand toys right there. Lots of chairs, so you don't have to worry about like snagging chairs in the morning. Really great pool food. You can just sit there and they bring you the food, which is like my favorite thing ever. They have a really big water slide for the big kids. Just so many pools spread out with different chairs. And so I really liked that area. There's a grassy area for the kids to run around on. They have a gift shop with like a little coffee shop. A lot of the food amenities were closed when we went there due to renovations, so I do not know the extent of all the food that they now have at the Grand Hyatt. You can snag this resort for only 25,000 points, which is a heck of a deal, but this is a really great family-friendly resort in Scottsdale that I would highly recommend anyone stays at. I think anyone would have a great time here. I personally just won't probably return to this resort because the next one I'm going to talk about we like a lot more, but it's a great resort, especially for that price point. I would not hesitate to take my family there for 25,000 points, especially if you have multiple kids. That's a really great deal. And it's bumped up a category, so it should be really nice. Grand Hyatts are one of the higher categories within Hyatt, and there's lots of other Hyatt options. If you are looking to come without your kids and you want an adult's trip, I would recommend the Andaz in Scottsdale, which is a Hyatt property, or the Royal Palms. I've heard that one is a really great one too. Those are very luxurious properties that are, I would say, more skewed towards adults. It's not an adults only place, but I wouldn't take my kids there just because of the upscaleness of the resort. So if you're looking for an adults only, I would recommend those two. Or the next one that I'm going to talk about. So the next one is the Marriott option. It is the Phoenician. It's literally right down the road from the Grand Hyatt. I think I like this property so much because it's tucked back in by a mountain and it's a little more secluded. But the mountain backdrop of the resort and the pool really makes this a stunning property. And I love mountains. I'm a desert girl. So I just love that backdrop. It's so pretty and it really makes the resort stand out. And the other great thing about this property is since it is tucked back, it's a little more laid out. So you have the main resort and then in front of the resort is the pool area. The pool area is great, similar to the Grand Hyatt, several different pools. There's an adults only pool, a water slide. They have a really nice splash pad for the kids with like a little playground for them to run around on. My daughter likes the playground. Great pool food, bar food right there. I will say that the seating options aren't as plentiful as the Grand Hyatt, but there is several chairs for you to lay around in. And then in front of the pool area, they have like a huge grass area with like a little waterway and a bridge that goes over the waterway. And then on the other side of the bridge are lots of different like condo apartment units. And I would say, I think each one has like 4 or 5 hotel rooms in each unit. And the first time we stayed here, they put us in the hotel, which was great. We had a nice balcony with the mountain view. But the second time they upgraded us because of my email template to one of those apartment rooms. And so we had a huge room with a balcony, like overlooking the pool area with the resort and the mountains. And it was so beautiful. I loved sitting on that balcony. It was great. And they also, because it was my daughter's birthday, they decorated the whole room with balloons and left her a stuffed animal. And so 100% recommend always using the email template. I did a whole podcast episode on this, but my client actually just used the email template last week for the first time, and she was upgraded to a presidential VIP suite, which is like unheard of. And so she got the best upgrade ever from it, and it works like almost every single time I've ever used it. So if you are traveling, definitely use that because you will get some amazing perks like this room that we got at the Phoenician. All those balloons for my daughter, a card saying happy birthday. We've gotten gift certificates. We've gotten champagne, like all kinds of things because of this email template. Anyway, going back to the Phoenician, the rooms were great. And then right down there where the apartment buildings are, there is a restaurant right across the street that has amazing food. We actually ate there twice. It's really nice food. It felt luxurious, but it was also family friendly with like lots of kids. My daughter had mac and cheese. If you don't know by now, my sweet spot is luxury meets family friendly. That is my jam. And so anytime I can find something like that, that makes me so happy. So this resort really truly is that blend of both. There's also another really fancy restaurant. I can't think of the name, but it's up in the main resort. It felt a little too fancy that I didn't want to bring my daughter there. But lots of food options. And that's really the great thing about these properties too, even the Grand Hyatt, that there's so many different food options that if you don't want to leave the property, you don't have to. It's really nice to go walk and have dinner and a couple of drinks and then be able to just walk back to your room, especially if you have kids and you're not looking to stay out late. But Scottsdale in general, especially Old Town, downtown Scottsdale, there's so many different food options. We've ventured out and gotten food. There's some really great ice cream places. If you go there, you have to eat at. I'm going to butcher this. It's Handles or Hondles ice cream place in Scottsdale. It is so good. Best ice cream I've probably ever had in my life. Definitely go check it out. Okay, so the Phoenician is our favorite. We actually ended up, when we stayed at the Grand Hyatt, because the renovations were so loud and awful, we had booked 3 nights there, and we decided that it was just too loud. And so the first day we got there, we went to the pool, and then we went back to the hotel room for our daughter to take a nap. And we were like, this is just not what we wanted. And he was like, this really sucks. And I said, well, we can go to the Phoenician because we have flexible points that we could transfer and book the Phoenician for the next 2 nights if you want. And he goes, yeah, that would be great. So we were able to do that, which is why I harp so much on having flexible points in your account ready for you to use. I mean, it really sucked that we wasted points for the 2 nights at the Hyatt, but whatever, it's no big deal. We booked the Phoenician for the next 2 nights and then moved the next day down the road to the other resort. So this is really our favorite resort. We love it there. We always have such a great time. It's beautiful. We will probably next time stay at we really want to try the JW Desert Ridge. This is the Marriott property. They have a huge lazy river with a water park and stuff. And so it looks really fun. So we might try that one next. But for some reason, we always just kind of come back to the Phoenician. And I don't know if I said this, you can get this resort for around 50,000 points, 50 to about 75,000 points. So if you have those 50,000 point free night certificates, this is a great one to use because you can use that free night certificate and then cap it off with some points if you need to. So it's not going to be as cheap as the Hyatt, which Marriott's typically aren't. But I think it's a really good deal for the type of property that you're getting. All right. Moving on up in points, we are going over to Hilton property. This is the Arizona Biltmore. We just stayed here in December of 2024. I was really excited about this property. So the resort cost 90,000 points per night when we went. We had a free night certificate that we were thinking of using. This resort has been said to be the top end of luxury. They have like a thing in the hotel that said every president has stayed here. Like, this was the resort to go to. And so I was really excited to check it out. And I was very disappointed, we will say. So it's very secluded. It's, again, down the street from the Phoenician a little ways. So they're, like I said, everything's kind of in Scottsdale. It is secluded and tucked back in there. It felt like this was very off to its own. Like you were in the Arizona Biltmore area. Very architecturally built. It was like a gray brick, which I didn't love the way that the resort looked, but apparently it was like some architectural design that they did. Very well landscaped, I will say, like beautiful cactuses, really green lawns, very well laid out. It's a bigger resort, so there was a lot of walking, especially from where you parked, if you didn't do valet, from where you parked to where you went to your hotel room. It was very spaciously laid out, which I didn't like how much walking there was. I also didn't like that there wasn't like a pool area. There were pools scattered throughout because it was so big. And so like in between buildings, there would be a pool. And then not all of them had pool bars or pool food. There was one pool that had pool food and a big water slide for the kids. But I just didn't like the layout of the place. It just felt, I don't know, it felt really weird. And because it was that like gray brick structured and the way it laid out, it almost felt like you were in like, this sounds horrible, but like a prison or confinement. Like it was very just brick wall structure. And I don't know, it didn't feel luxurious to me by any means. And this was supposed to be one of the most luxurious properties, especially when I paid 90,000 points a night and a free night certificate. Like I was expecting so much more. The room was also really disappointing. It was just a standard hotel room. Like I felt like I was staying in just a regular Courtyard Inn or Holiday Inn. Like I did not feel like the room was anywhere near as nice as any of the other hotel rooms I've ever stayed in. And they had told me that it was an upgrade too. So I don't even want to know what the standard room would have been. There was a little balcony overlooking the pool in between the buildings. So it wasn't anything grand view. They had really nice grassy areas for the kids to run around. We did go get dinner that night at it was like a outside bar, but they had these fire pits with like these big couches around them. And so like the ambiance was really nice. My daughter could run around the grass while we ate. It was great. But I will say the service and staff at the restaurant and the hotel in general were lacking big time, and the food really wasn't that great. I do know that they have a very fancy restaurant there on site. I can't think of the name, but my friend told me that they have amazing food. She lives in Phoenix. And so she said the food is great. So that restaurant might be better. Where we ate, it really wasn't that great of food. And it was pretty expensive for the resort that we were at. So I was not impressed. I will absolutely never return to that resort, especially for the price that it costs. But I feel that the Grand Hyatt and the Phoenician are way more luxurious than that resort is for way less points. So that is my take on that. I'm really trying to become a little more of a Hilton fan because we have started using American Express points some more. We had that free night certificate. But I just am not a Hilton fan. I love my Marriott and my Hyatt for some reason. Okay, one more hotel. So those were the three luxury hotels in Scottsdale, Arizona that we have stayed at. And this one is not a luxury hotel by any means, but it is a great place to stay if you are attending like a football game or a concert at the Phoenix Cardinals Stadium or the arena that's over there. So this is over in Glendale, Arizona. Still a part of Phoenix. It's just like literally on the opposite side of Phoenix from Scottsdale. But my husband was going to the Fiesta Bowl at the Cardinals Stadium. And so he was like, it would be really great if we stayed right there somewhere where I could just walk to the stadium. And so we stayed at the Renaissance. This is a Marriott resort. And it was it's the Renaissance that is literally in the parking lot of the Cardinals Stadium. And he loved it. Of course, he's such a football fan. We had a balcony. They upgraded us to a really nice room with a balcony, and you walked out to the balcony and you had a view of the Cardinals Stadium. So it was a 5-minute walk. He loved it. He could go to the game. He could go have some drinks. Walked back. Me and my daughter didn't go to the football game, so we just stayed at the hotel. But there's a shopping complex in the middle with tons of restaurants. That arena, they do lots of concerts there all the time and shows. And so you have so many food options. Everything's within walking distance. There's a Cabela's right across the road that you can go check out. There's a outdoor shopping mall next door as well with tons of outlet malls. Just so much in that area. So if you are staying in Phoenix to go to like a concert or a show or a football game, I highly recommend staying there. We got that hotel for a steal of a deal on points, because if there is something like that going on, they rake up the prices. So I think the price of that resort that night was like $600, which a lot of people don't want to pay. And we paid, I think it was like 50,000 points, somewhere in there. It might've been less, but a great, great place. If that is something you're looking for at doing, great location. It was absolutely perfect for what my husband wanted. So not a luxury resort by any means. They did have a pool and a hot tub. So it was actually really fun. Me and my daughter, because it was December, we were in their pool was heated, but it just wasn't super warm. So we swam in the pool a little bit, but we sat in the hot tub for like an hour because she's obsessed with planes. And they were flying planes and helicopters over during the game, I think for like surveillance or something. And so she loved it, because every time they would circle back over the hot tub. So they had a really nice outdoor pool area. They had a really nice bar. They had a nice outdoor lounge area. Like, it was a really nice resort for it being a Renaissance. But by no means, it's not going to equate to any of those resorts that we just talked about in Scottsdale. So if you're thinking about going to Phoenix, I highly recommend it, whether it's a family vacation or a couple's adults only vacation. Phoenix really is a great place to go. There's so many things to do. It will not disappoint you, I promise. Definitely add this one to your list at some point. And thank you for tuning in today. If you loved this episode or you're loving this podcast, please go rate and review this podcast. It really does help boost it out to more people. And that is the whole point of this show, is to share it with as many people as possible so that they can learn how to use points and start traveling more and change their lives. If you know somebody who isn't using points that you think that they might want to go on more vacations, send them an episode, share this podcast with them, and just get this out into the world so that everyone can travel for free. Thank you again for tuning in, and I will see you next week.